USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
U.S. coronavirus hospitalizations are running at a record rate. More than 101,000 Americans are currently being treated for the respiratory illness in hospitals nationwide. The COVID-19 Tracking Project reported that over 282,000 people in the United States have died from the virus since the beginning of the pandemic. Janet Baum is a nurse in Reno, Nevada. She says she's never seen her hospital so busy.
Never in my wildest nightmares would I ever have thought that we would ever see something that would be killing this many people.
The average price of a gallon of gasoline rose 4 cents a gallon over the past 2 weeks to $2.22. The price at the pump is 43 cents lower than it was a year ago. Industry analysts say demand for gas remains low in the United States due to the pandemic. USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani says he's feeling okay as he battles a coronavirus at a Washington, D.C. hospital. The 76-year-old, who is President Trump's personal attorney, was admitted to Georgetown Hospital on Sunday. As Democrats and Republicans continue to work on a new coronavirus relief plan, President-elect Joe Biden believes another round of stimulus checks are needed for American families. Regarding stimulus checks, Problem Solvers Caucus member Dean Phillips, he's a Democratic congressman from Minnesota, says,
I believe that consumption is the engine of the economy and money in people's pockets is the fuel. And in times like these, I do believe that sending money to people directly who are struggling the most is a net benefit to the economy. Actually, it will cost less now than it will down the road. So I am in favor of it. We weren't able to achieve everything that everybody wanted in the current framework, but I'm still hopeful that that could, if it finds bipartisan support, could be achieved, because I certainly favor it.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
When it comes to politics, all eyes remain on Georgia.
The eyes of the political world were on Georgia Sunday night as Senator Kelly Loeffler and her challenger Raphael Warnock squared off in a debate ahead of their runoff election. The Republican incumbent framed the entire election as a battle between the American dream and socialism.
You can see what's at stake. There are two visions for our country. Mine, the American dream. My opponent, socialism. This is what's on the ballot. January 5th, the American dream. I was born and raised on a farm. I grew up working in the fields. I built my career. I became a job creator right here in Georgia, and I have been blessed to live the American dream.
While her Democratic challenger called on Georgians to be ready to get out the vote.
It's our job, Georgia, to put our shoes on and get ready, because there are those who are engaged in the politics of division. They have no vision, and so they engage in division. Tomorrow is the last day to register. Tell everybody you know to make a vote plan, because health care is on the ballot, workers are on the ballot, voting rights is on the ballot, criminal justice reform is on the ballot.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Joe Biden is expected to nominate California AG Javier Becerra for the Secretary of Health and Human Services. In California, Becerra sued the Little Sisters of the Poor and fought against a team who exposed Planned Parenthood's body parts trade. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.